You're listening to SBS News.
This will go into your nose and to the back of your throat. It's a little bit uncomfortable. We do one in each nostril.
That's the sound of a doctor conducting a coronavirus test. Testing has been a powerful tool in the world's fight against COVID-19, just like contact tracing, masks, social distancing, and personal protective equipment. So too is genomic sequencing. Genomic sequencing involves taking a coronavirus sample from an infected patient and comparing it to others. The virus changes slightly when transmitted to different people, and these mutations lead to new variations of COVID-19. Rebecca Rockett, a virologist at the University of Sydney's Bashir Institute, says this process creates a unique genetic fingerprint.
Your genome is something that is quite specific to you. It encodes the genetic code or recipe that makes all the that encodes all the characteristics about you. And, you know, you have a genome, dogs have a genome, and in this instance, viruses have a genome. And we're using really small, minute changes within this viral genome to help kind of piece together how the virus is moving through the community.
By comparing test results, scientists are able to do the detective work of linking individual cases to known outbreaks and grouping together clusters of patients. An inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine program has heard 99% of cases from the state's second wave are linked to just two quarantine hotels. Catherine Bennett, chair in epidemiology at Deakin University, says it's because COVID-19 doesn't mutate as quickly as other viruses. Professor Bennett says sequencing reveals the clusters in New South Wales are also associated with travellers from Victoria.
The virus that came into Melbourne back in June or late May is in fact still identifiable in the New South Wales cases. So it does allow us to look at those incursions and then track the virus in the community over what is now a couple of months, but, you know, thousands of transmissions.
Coronavirus spreads so quickly, identifying close contacts of infected people is a priority for health officials. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says contact tracing is crucial in containing the virus.
Clearly, contact tracing of all these cases remains absolutely essential. We must ensure that every new case of COVID-19 is being followed up every day. And I acknowledge the work of our colleagues in Victoria in particular in ensuring and making sure that this happens.
Genomic sequencing can assist in the work of contact tracers in cases where the source of infection is unclear. Dr. Rockett says it allows authorities to assess and control breaches and isolate contacts more accurately.
Someone might not remember that they've been in a particular place at a particular time or accurately kind of predict who they've had or who they've had contact with. So I think it just genomic sequencing adds this layer of evidence.
New Zealand health officials are utilising genomic sequencing to tackle Auckland's mystery cluster, as the nation records more than 100 active cases. Last week, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern revealed the source of the outbreak was new to the country, rather than lying dormant in the community.
Contact tracing and genomic testing has not found a link to the border or managed isolation and quarantine facilities at this stage.
Genomic sequencing can also identify common behaviours and potential risk factors among people who contract the virus. Professor Bennett says it allows authorities to create strategies for particular communities and institutions that are more at risk.
But you're actually seeing what behaviours they have, whether they're on public transport more than others. These sort of case control studies that help us identify what might put them at risk.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.